President.
Hi, Henry. Are you in New York?
No, I'm in Washington.
Yeah. I had one item briefly that I wanted to mention to you. Conley said that he had a call from Jameson, who is the president of...
Yeah, I know.
Standard New Jersey. You know him, don't you?
I know him, yeah.
Ken Jameson. Good man. Good man. Anyway... And if you could, you could also, if you wouldn't mind, you could just take the time to maybe just to call. I think it'd be better if you just called Connolly and said that you were doing it so that he could tell Jameson, and then you don't have to talk to Jameson.
Is Connolly back in Texas?
No, he's in town here. He's going to be on Face the Nation tomorrow.
Right.
He's working with Colson on the Democrats for Nixon thing.
I thought he was up at Camp David.
He's giving. No, he just, I brought him back today. I've been back to Washington already, and I'm back up to Camp David.
Oh,
I had to come down for a wedding, so he came down with me.
Oh, I understand. Fine.
But he's in great shape and so forth, and it'd be a good thing. The second thing is this, that he's going to be on this program, and when you're talking to him, one, I covered virtually everything, but I had forgotten that, well, I don't think the press will raise it. They might ask, said the president had mentioned that he had an idea, some part-time assignments for you. Could you tell us what any of them are? I wonder if he could, I think he ought to say that, well, the president's asked me to serve on the Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board. And then on the other one, and say that he also has discussed others, but I'm not at liberty to discuss them at this point. In other words, the disarmament, and we should wait till we've checked the Senate situation.
Exactly.
But you tell him that we want to be sure, we don't want him to put that out on that till we've greased the skids for confirmation.
Right.
But he should mention FIAB. See, that's that one he can mention, because I can do that on my own, but the president has asked me, and I've accepted with pleasure.
Right, Mr. President.
Fine. What else is new in your place? Everything all right? Or did I get you at lunch? I hope not.
No, not at all. Everything is going along well.
Fine.
And then Operation Nha Quang Tri is killing a lot of North Vietnamese. And
it must be a murderous thing, yeah.
And the North Vietnamese are planning apparently a big push there, which is fine.
That's what you want, isn't it?
That's what we want, absolutely.
That's right. In other words, your thought is basically grind them up.
And whatever they shoot now, they can't do in September, October.
Yeah, that hadn't occurred to me, but you're so right. You know, it was like Lamson, isn't it?
That's
remember
right.
What they shot then, they couldn't shoot later on.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what they grind up now, they can't shoot later.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But boy, as I read the your intelligence folder this morning, and I read it very carefully. I do it every now and then just to keep my hand
up. Oh, absolutely.
And I don't always read it, but now and then. But what was impressive to me, I just thought, thank God we've got those carriers and those B-52s out there.
Oh, without that, we get lost.
Well, we got the extra ones. That's the point. Isn't that true?
No question.
Because they're really lambasting the hell out of
us. Without those extra ones, we couldn't have done what was accomplished.
Right. Sure.
And we keep getting a lot of reports still about how much they're hurting in the north.
Yeah. Incidentally, Colson was telling me one other thing. He was saying that the Washington Post, that Jack
were killed in the first 6 months. In other words, when it was still in effect, the previous administration.
Sure, sure. That's right. That's right. Well, anyway, that's fine. And I hope you get out of town. It's hotter than the inches of hell outside.
I may drive out to see Stuart Alsop.
Oh, good.